Soldiers loyal to incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo are fighting rebels who back the United Nations-certified winner of November's vote, Alassane Ouattara. Both sides say Monday's fighting began before dawn as they battled for control of the town of Douekwe in western Ivory Coast. Pro-Ouattara rebels say they've captured the town. Gbagbo troops say it's not yet fallen. Douekwe is an important transportation hub, linking the port of San Pedro and the capital Yamoussoukro with Guinea and Liberia. Pro-Ouattara rebels first attacked the town last month as they continue to push farther south along the Liberian border into areas that have been under control of the Gbagbo government since a brief civil war in 2002. Violence also continues in the commercial capital Abidjan, where pro-Ouattara militia now control much of the neighborhood of Abobo. Those fighters are led by a man who calls himself Colonel Bauer, who says Mr. Gbagbo is blocking democracy. Bauer says since Mr. Gbagbo came to power, peace has slipped farther and farther away from the Ivorian people, so that's why they're fighting. November's presidential election was meant to reunite the country, but the dispute over who won has led to more violence. The United Nations certified results announced by the Electoral Commission that show Mr. Ouattara as the winner. Mr. Gbagbo says he was re-elected when the Constitutional Council nullified nearly 10% of the ballots cast, proclaiming them fraudulent. Gbagbo supporters say they're defending a vote that they say rebels are trying to steal with the help of the United Nations and France. Gbagbo youth leader Charles Blaye Goudé says Gbagbo supporters are determined to resolve the political crisis peacefully. Goudé says Gbagbo supporters who take to the streets unarmed are not violent people. He says the assassins and murderers in Abidjan are Ouattara supporters who kill people right in front of United Nations peacekeepers. Human Rights Watch says pro-Gbagbo militia and soldiers are engaged in a campaign of violence against Ouattara supporters that may constitute war crimes. African Union efforts to resolve the dispute appear to have stalled over Mr. Ouattara's refusal to accept a foreign minister from Cape Verde, who he says is too close to Mr. Gbagbo to serve as a neutral mediator. Mr. Ouattara says he was surprised by the choice of former Foreign Minister José Brito and deeply regrets not being consulted about the decision. Mr. Gbagbo's government accepts the African Union appointment and says Mr. Ouattara is looking for a partisan referee. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.